The World Social Forum's motto is "Another world is needed. Together, it is possible." Since 2001, it's been held in cities like Mumbai, Nairobi, and Tunis. But this year, organizers tried something different by making Montreal the host city. Canada is the first country in the global north to host the forum. Montreal specifically was chosen in large part due to the Quebec student movement, with the Maple Spring months-long student-led protests of 2012. Rita Friere, a Brazilian member of the International Council of the Forum, explains.
People from the north tell us that it's not too different for some communities, some populations, that we should to try to exchange experience to make another world more democratic, more with more just possible for everyone.
Organizers have run into problems here. Less than a week before the forum opened, it came to light that the Canadian government had denied visas for at least 200 participants, including lawmakers from five countries. Most impacted were from African and Latin American nations. The future direction and structure of the forum are a major focus of deliberation here, as many realize changes need to be made for the forum to be more effective in catalyzing change. But there's still optimism in the halls as ideas are exchanged in real time. Anya Kovacs of the Internet Democracy Project in India sees one role of the forum as addressing the challenge of shifting the global mood back towards more of a language of solidarity, justice, and humanity.
People who have organized over long periods of time, struggling to build connections in a world where increasingly global capital is back on the rise. And culturally, as people here have been pointing out, there is also more and more across the world a move to the right. That means there is a set of values that is dominant that's not really hospitable to the activists that are here and the work that they do.
The gathering wraps up on Sunday, August 14th. Greg McDougall, FSRN, Montreal.